Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hey yo, yeah, it's yeah. MSFP. And okay, check this out. It's a baby. Yo, I'm in this all with a bit of positivity. Needs all the hidden negativity thrown at me, yeah. We need to ride with the ones who are enemies. For the one that shows us love, I'm a daily. That's my everyday source of remedy. That keeps me acting so very friendly. The feeling inside to be shown upon my face. Can't let the grief and pain eat away at me, yeah. Take it all away, we gotta stay true to ourselves. So let the tears show any trace. Nah, we gotta keep working, staying true to this money making game. And they also want desire, and that can wait. 10 more years, I'll never be there. In December, I'll hit 30. I'm still thinking after all these years, I can start to worry. For now, I'm mind focused on my family, friends, and music journey. Gotta figure out where my life's gonna lead me, guide me, take me. I want my life to be blessed with my ultimate dream. Queen fire, loyal, honest, love, and feeling wifey. Can't let my sense of love, you know, blind me. Trying to put a positive, yo, stay positive. What's the point thinking negative? It's part of the logic, you know, that I've been taught. Not young anymore, I've been around the block. So people to understand the way I've been brought up. That is my fault, you know, is they have to like be better communicating and being less aware, yeah. Better time though, just in out of prayer. This world is sometimes cruel and unjustified. No matter how hard I seem to try, the more I wait, you know, the more I fear. The more pain I obtain, and down comes the tears. Can't have that any longer. Gotta keep my head up, keep on treading water. Keep reaching for the stars, can bound to go farther. Yeah. And stay, stay positive, that's my way of living. Gotta stay A game, laid back and chilling. Truly knew me. You hit me with a comment. So my lyrics, you know, be relevant. So what I'm feeling, dealing with this is that moment. Life is tough, but I gotta keep on moving. Through the rough patches and crazy mazes. Lately my head's been facey, I just can't face it. Now's my turn, you know, to embrace it. Get a taste of new worlds we are approaching. And something y'all are born 1987. Yeah.
For you.
Always trying to find a positive thing to write. That's kind of hard when in front of you. You see them flashy lights of negativity, you can't get it out of sight. Be careful of the choice you make. Just make sure you raise the bar to the greatest state. That's funny how life switches lanes. The same folks that rockin' with you always fall off for the shame. Pop it style, I guess I'd be the one to drop. You might see me slip on a rock, but like Diddy, I told them nah, I won't stop. That's the only way I know how to be. And you can never, ever, ever get the best of me. Leaving the bullshit to the side, living happily. Staying positive is the only way to live. I mean, what do you really get out of being negative? It's a disease of the mind, it comes repetitive. And there's no cure for it, even if you take a sedative. Haha, you can't hold a good woman down. Check my track record, always stay consistent. Only letting positivity in my existence, no matter the distance. Pop it on the track.
Oh,
tuned in Big Stats Idol Hour live on Radio MSFP. And we got a really good show for you because we have my partner from the MSFP crew guest hosting today. How you doing today, Skippa?
Doing good. Can't complain.
I just felt that this song was so appropriate I would have loved to play an MSFP cruise song, but that we have. This guest that we have today, he fuses reggae and gospel. And I think someone who in his music preaches positivity and faith, and you, especially when we're in this trying time with this whole COVID-19, to keep the faith, I think that's important. I know there's a lot of faith-based like Zoom videos where you can do worship online, and I just felt that this song "Stay Positive" was a good segue into our show. Correct me if I'm pronouncing your name wrong. Zacharias.
Zacchaeus. Yeah, Zacchaeus. Like the Book of Luke, like the Book of Luke in the Bible, Zacchaeus.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've been writing songs for a long time, as far as I can. Started back. I haven't always been gospel Caribbean, you know.
But what fired this fusion?
Well, back in 2006, I dedicated my life to the Lord. You know, I became a Christian, born again Christian. So back in 2006, before 2006, I was singing, just Caribbean vibes, reggae music, and soca music. I was singing reggae music with hip hop. I was singing the music. It was not gospel, and it had a message. I hadn't always had messages in my music. Told me with the Lord was when I got saved, when I got became a Christian, and that's what inspired me to write gospel, the message of Jesus Christ to the music, the storytelling music, and the message of Christ, of the gospel to the music. So what I did was I fused the gospel. I didn't want to give up the Caribbean music, because I said, okay, I follow God now. I'm a follower of Christ now. But I didn't want to give it. So God said, you know what? Write for me. Praise my name with the gift that I've given you. So what I did was I continued the journey of music by writing, collabing gospel music with reggae, you know. So reggae and soca music. So that's what I did. So it was. So I continued. So back in 2006. So I continued the journey. I recorded albums. And got on some mixtapes with various artists. It was quite a journey, you know. So I just thank God for the journey, and I continue to create music and write songs and write some storytelling songs that people can relate to, and songs that people that have a message behind it. They have a message behind the music, you know, that people can relate to and people can connect with. So I continue the journey of writing Caribbean music with gospel. So that's what inspired me to do that. Yeah.
Nice. Skippa, I know that, prior to all of this, you go to church regularly. Do you have any questions for our artist of the day?
Think of anything right now?
It's okay. I mean, it'll come. Sometimes during the program, it probably will come up. It's okay. Yeah.
I mean, after I listen to his songs, I'll be able to give a better opinion.
I think that that's a good suggestion. And let's tell me about this recording of this song, Show Love.
Oh, Show Love is a soca song. It's a soca song that I recorded a few months ago before the coronavirus came out. And I did actually have a video for the song. Show Love is just basically just like a brotherly thing, showing people love, showing. I don't want to just preach, but I want to show love by embracing people that's in need, embracing my brother that's in need, and embracing people that I can lend a hand to, and helping my other, and helping, just basically a song that I can not only just help my brother, man, but just not, if I see somebody, like, for example, if I see somebody homeless on the street, if I see some, my brother homeless on the street and he has no shoes on his, like what the song lyric says, I'm going to not going to just walk him by. I'm going to just go in the store and I'm going to buy him a little something to eat. And that's showing love. If I see somebody that's in need for food, I'm going to just say, you know what? I can't just be preaching this gospel because there's a lot of people that just, it's one thing to sing it and to preach it, but it's another thing to live it. So Show Love is a song that just is able, I'm able to help somebody out. I'm able to help them, and that's showing love. When I'm able to help my brother out, I'm able to help my sister out, that's showing love. You know, so I was inspired to write that song. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, I think we should play this song, but I'm going to let you do the honors of introducing it.
Well, the name of the tune is called Show Love by Zacchaeus. Get used to this, y'all. Gospel soca all the way. Show Love. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out, y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
Lord. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Lord. Hey, yeah. Show love, let's show love, let's be it. Show love, let's show love, let's be it. Give thanks and praise that you live to see another day. Give thanks and praise that you live to see another day. Give thanks and praise that you live to see another day. There's some people out on the street with nothing to eat. See them with no shoes on them feet, and they're looking defeat. And you're gonna pass them by, ignore them cry. And you think them tell a lie, too late them die. Show love, let's show love, let's see it. Show love, let's show love, let's see it. Give thanks and praise that you live to see another day. Give thanks and praise that you live to see another day. Give thanks and praise that you live to see another day. Someone look to hurt you, then make them eyes pass you. They don't care what you go through, then see what you're gonna do. And then make you lose your cool, treat you like a fool. Then they want you break the rule, you're right up in a blood pool. Show love, let's show love, let's see it. Show love, let's show love, let's see it. Give thanks and praise that you live to see another day. Give thanks and praise that you live to see another day. Give thanks and praise that you live to see another day. You don't treat people equal, skin color superficial, and the system so racial. Show love and not simple. Lord, help me take a stand in this troubled land. Lord, help me take a stand and do the best that I can. Show love, let's show love, let's see it. Show love, let's show love, let's see it. Give thanks and praise that you live to see another day. Give thanks and praise that you live to see another day.
Give thanks and praise that you live to see another day. There's some people starve on the streets with nothing to eat. See them with no shoes on them feet, and they're looking defeat. And you're gonna pass them by, ignore them cry, and you think them tell a lie, to lay them die. Show, show love, let's show love, let's be it. Show, show love, let's show love, let's be it. Give thanks and praise that you live to see another day. Give thanks and praise that you live to see another day. Give thanks and praise that you live to see another day. Give thanks and praise that you live to see another day.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I really like the rhythm and everything.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The message in the music. And you can able to dance to it, too. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Can't wait
for the
video.
The video is on YouTube. The video is, because just look on the, just type in, when you go to YouTube, just type in Zacchaeus Reggae. Zacchaeus, Z-A-C-C-H-E-U-S. Reggae, and you'll see my video, my music videos. You see my music videos on YouTube, you know? So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think for the archive, I'm going to go and get some good screenshots from the video. That way, people who listen to the archive of this show on the podcast can see some slideshows from the video.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much. That'd be cool. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Really appreciate that, you know. You know, it's a blessing to be here and for you to play my music. I really appreciate that, you know. Thank you. Definitely a blessing. Oh. Definitely a pleasure being here. Yeah.
Skipper, do you have a question that you'd like to ask?
Where are you from?
Well, I was born in Guyana, but I came here when I was 6 years old. You know, I used to live in, when we first came, it came to Brooklyn, then we moved to Staten Island, you know, but living on Staten Island for the longest time now, you know, but we migrated a very long time ago, you know. Yeah, I was a little kid in my single digit years, you know, But God is good, man. We've been living in New York City for a very long time, mighty long time, I would say. Went to high school here, yeah. Junior high school here, you know. I was 6 years old, so yeah, man. It's been a long time. I've been back to Guyana though. Been back in 2015. I was in Guyana for 7 days just to see my family, see friends and family I haven't seen in years, in decades. But a lot of my family migrated to England and here in the U.S. and, you know, Brooklyn, New York, Maryland, and so on, been here for a mighty long time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, what should we play next?
You know what? Listen, when I used to perform, I performed many times here, and I performed a few times. People love to hear the song "I Will Trust." So I will trust. I have the church jumping up and singing along with me. Every time I perform that song, so I would like to. All
right, I got this, Matt.
All right.
Hallelujah, we give you thanks, oh Lord. We give you thanks, oh Lord. Glory unto
We give you thanks to the Lord. All the trials and tribulations that we just go through. Sometimes we have no money. Sometimes we have nothing in our pocket. But Lord, we give you thanks, Lord, because you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. I will trust. I talk in me, go for things like Peter. Tell everyone to just seek the Father. Every day me pray for wisdom. Improvise for me, wife and me children. I thank God for be a part of the kingdom.
Zacchaeus?
Yeah, Zacchaeus.
Right?
Yeah, Zacchaeus. Oh, yes. Yo. Yeah, so, man, I really appreciate the love, you know. So, man, I mean, thank you. Appreciate the love.
So, who are your
inspirations?
Really I was curious about who inspirations.
That song, as artists, I heard the instrumental because I had a DJ by the name of DJ, I had a producer by the name of DJ I Mark Studios, of Mark Walcott. He's from Guyana too, and he produced the beat. So he was just, so I was just coming in as an artist, and I said, and I came into the studio. This is in Roselle, New Jersey. Came into the studio, and I'm like, He produces instrumental beats. So as I heard the beat, I'm like, man, oh wow, the beat blew me away, and I was like, man, I gotta do something to this beat, man. He emailed me this beat, and I'm gonna do something. He said, yeah, no, he said, it's yours. Go ahead and do it. I said, you know what? And I said, listen, when you write music, people gotta it's gotta be able to be catchy so people can remember it. Because you want people, when you write a song, you want people to remember your music. You want people to remember the lyrics. You want people to remember the song. So I said, what can go with this jumpy beat? So I said, you know what? I sat down and I written a song over the beat, and I said, you know this. And I said, okay, I'm gonna just make this song memorable. I'm gonna write it to be memorable. And I said, okay. And whoever wants to repeat after me, they can. If I perform it, I perform it. But I'm just gonna make it memorable. And I particularly heard that beat, and I said, yeah, I'm gonna make it memorable. And that's it. I said, I want people to relate. I want people to get the vibe and get the feel of the song. So I said, listen, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna just write it down and just let it flow. And that's how that came about. I said, we're going through some tough times. I was at the moment I was going through a tough time. And I said, as believers, as Christians, we usually pray. When we go through some tough times, we pray in the good times. But you also have to pray when you go through trials and tribulations. I'm going through some tough times. That time, that was in 2019. And I said, let me just sit down and let me just ponder a song. And I said, I'm going to just, despite of what I'm going through, despite of what we face, I'm going to just trust in the name of the Lord. And I'm going to just say, what am I right? I will trust. And I said, okay, I'm going to just trust him, man. And that's how that song came about. I'm going to just trust in God.
We just finished Easter, and we're still in the Jewish tradition. We're in Passover, and we talk about plagues, and we have this modern day plague with this whole coronavirus. And
yes.
I think what we really do is put faith in the Lord that this too shall pass.
Yes, we do. We never put praise to the Lord. It's because right now we're living in some tough times right now, and it's all that everybody can see. No matter what you believe, you can see it. We're living in some tough times. We're living in some trying times right now. We have our loved ones. I just lost an aunt 2 weeks ago. I lost an aunt from the virus. So I said that we're living in some we're living in some tough times, and sometimes people need to have some kind of upliftment. So when I write music, I write it to be inspire people to be uplifted, and to have some kind of feel and need that if listen, I need to just get on my knees and pray right now. I know I'm going through some tough times. I know this coronavirus is here. It's a pandemic. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know. Every day we're losing loved ones, and due to this COVID-19, we're losing our loved ones, and we're sharing friends get it, and more things are about to come. Even when we pass through this pandemic, life is not going to be the same anymore. So we're going to have a connection with our Father. It's going to be a more of a spiritual. It's going to be more of a spiritual connection, meaning that we all have been hit. It affects everyone. No matter, even if you didn't have a loved one that died by the coronavirus, you still feel it because as you step outside, you're still wearing a mask. We're still distant from each other. We're still can't gather together. We're still walking like, wow, this life is different. You go to supermarkets now, you have to like line up 6 feet away from each other. It's not the same
right.
anymore. So now, but when you listen to music now, sometimes you're gonna want to hear something that's uplifting, even if it makes you dance. Something words to uplift you, words to inspire you to pray, words to give you hope. And gospel music does that, you know. It gives you, it's words of God that's giving you hope, and giving you things to uplift you and things to keep you going during the course of the day, because we never know what can happen the next day. We don't know what's gonna happen the next day, you know. I just remember 9/11, you know. We don't know what's gonna hit us. We don't know what's gonna hit us the next day. So anybody listen to the music, I inspire you to pray and to trust God. So that's where the song called "I Will Trust" comes in, you know? To trust Him.
Yeah.
You know, we're going through some tough times now, but trust Him, you know? You know? So that's the way the angle I'm coming from right now, you know? So this song, you know, I mean, songs I've written now dealing with COVID-19, and I said, man, I'm just say this one at a time. But you know, I just trust them, man, and I inspire people, and I encourage people to pray, and I encourage you to pray, and I encourage you to just love your loved ones. If you have your loved ones, embrace your loved ones, embrace them, love them, call them up. If you're distant away from them, call them up, encourage them, because this gives us a moment and a time to call each other now. Because, listen, some of us have nowhere to go. Some of us still got to go to work out there. You know, I give respect to the nurses and doctors, but some of us are homebound, working from home, have nowhere to go. So this is a moment and a time to embrace your loved ones, man. My mother's not here no more. She died 4 years ago. You know, it's been 4 years now since she's been gone, and I miss her dearly. You know, me and my brother, we miss her dearly. And my father's still here, but he's in a nursing home now. He's sick. So, if you have your mother and father here, embrace them. Never take them for granted. Embrace them, because we're not here for long. So I always give a message out, and the message is in the music. So And I pray that my journey continues, and your journey continues as well, being a radio personality. So
yeah. I mean, interesting. I think because I'm a musician as well. I mentioned at the beginning, me and Skipper are
definitely
in a group called MSFP Crew, and
that
song in the show was actually me singing in the hooks, and the first verse was actually Skipper rapping, and
I was bouncing to it. I didn't even know that was you. I had no idea. Oh wow, that's okay. And I was rocking to it. I was like, man, who's flowing? I was like, wow, okay, that's cool. Could find your music, and I could find your music on SoundCloud and on streaming.
We're on Reverb Nation.
I mean, I have SoundCloud too, but it's most of my older songs are on SoundCloud. But my newer stuff, I haven't posted everything yet. But
okay.
My newer stuff's on Reverb Nation.
Pretty soon we're going to be relaunching our beta website, msfpworldmusic.com. It'll have connections to the radio store. It'll have connections to the label, to all the music that we do. And
wow.
So we're
excited
about that coming soon.
Brother, you got to text me that, NFT. You got to text me that, because I'm going to look you up right away. I'm going to look you up right away. Yeah.
OEP_KR3W.
Okay. Yeah. He'll text me the info, because I'm definitely going to friend you on Instagram and on Facebook. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, it's definitely a pleasure being here and speaking to you and meeting you. You know, if these were different times, I'd probably meet you in person, you know, and get a live interview already. But this is good right here, you know. So
I mean, we've even had to adjust how we rehearse. We actually our rehearsal show for tomorrow is canceled, but we actually do live rehearsals on the radio station here every Tuesday and Thursday.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. So you do like a distance rehearsal?
We're doing rehearsal shows here on the radio station every Tuesday and Thursday.
Yeah, cool. Mhm. Yeah.
And I think at this time, music really brings people together when we have to be all socially distant. Music still can together.
Oh yes. I mean technology has advanced now where you can record a music for and have a featured artist record something far away and collab like that, you know. So yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, I did a collabo album with an artist like that. With artists like that too, I think when we did that album, I think 2015, I did something like that. And it was nice. It was, you know, the dude, he lived in Houston. Fifth General lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I'm still on Staten Island, New York. So we collabed, you know. But I met him here in physical person. I met him here. So, but he's a hip-hop artist. His flavor is more like the Wu-Tang Clan, you know, because he was born and raised on Staten Island, because he comes from that, he's inspired by the Wu-Tang Clan, so he sounds like it. Yeah.
Nice. We actually had a girl on here, New Truth, and she was actually had her music sampled by Wu-Tang Clan. So they so now she's connected with Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, cool. Wow. Wow, yeah, man, wow, man, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I've been on Staten Island for the longest time. I lived on Staten Island for a very long time, and I was here when Wu-Tang Clan came out in 1993. I was here when it came out in So, but they're legends now.
Yeah.
Yeah, now they're legends now.
Every one of them, like, individually, I mean, probably everyone knows the name Wu-Tang Clan, but if you mention the members of Wu-Tang Clan, a lot of people even know the members more than they know a Wu-Tang Clan song. Like,
they don't know. Yeah.
they've all achieved so much.
Yeah, man, they did. They did, and you know, Raekwon, the Chef. You know, the list goes on. Reza, Jezza, the Master Killer. Oh, the rest in peace to ODB. You know, the name. The list goes on. You know, U God. You know, Ghostface Killer. You know, it goes on and on and on. You know, but 8-9 members. You know, Method Man, aka God, Method, you know, and the list goes on and on and on, you know, so nine members, but yeah, man, but for the longest time, and started recording was back in, let's see, 1996, I was, let me see, 1996, I was about 17, and we still started recording in the studio. In Brooklyn, big up to Danger Mental Studios. Danger Mental Studios in Brooklyn. He's well known now. He's worked with various reggae artists and various soca artists and various. Now he's working with Busta Rhymes now. Big up to him. He's working with Busta Rhymes on a new label called Kalamador Records. Big up to. He was one of the first producers I ever worked with. He's one of the first producers I ever worked with, so we've been friends ever since. So big up to Danger Mental. Big up to I want to also give a shout out. Big up shout out to Evander Solomon, Dream Team, for putting this together, because he's been rocking with me since last year, the year before that. How we connected was through Reverb Nation. You heard my music on Reverb Nation. And he sent me a message saying, "I want to." He said, "I want to work with you."
Because I'm added to the bio. So for people who check it out and who check out the show and they'll have it your links in there. So, I'll text you some of our links. Text me back some of yours, and it's all about networking. You know,
Definitely.
You know, maybe sometime after everything's died down, I think we're both vibing on your sound and what you're doing, and I think collaboration is always good. So,
of course. I love collaborations, man. I love collaborations with music. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely. I love it, man. I'm featured with... I always have features on my projects when I put out albums, you know? I love it, man. I mean, it's always best. So,
I rap Skip a raps and does singing every now and then.
Okay, definitely. Yeah. I like what I heard at the beginning, though. That was a bouncy song.
Yeah.
I like what I heard at the beginning, you know. So, yeah.
I mean, we have other songs on here as well of ours if you want to hear another one of ours before we play No Turning Back.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I want to hear something. Yeah, I want to hear something. Definitely. That's for sure.
You want to hear
two in one
if
for
you
him,
want.
Matt?
Should we
I
do
could,
two?
I could get two in one up.
Or do we do two in one? The song two in one is about love. No matter you know who you are and who you love.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have that song, or we have our top club song, Hotspot. So since you're our guest, I'm gonna let you direct us. Which one would you like to hear?
Two and one, one and two. Is that, am I saying the title right?
Yes, two and one.
Yeah.
All right.
Here,
there is two
and
you got it?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. This.
Yeah. Yeah. Baby, you ready? Let's give it, baby. Yeah. My name is Skippo, reppin' the MSFP crew. And if you didn't, well, hey, now you do. My name is Skippo. His big stats, two and one. You know that's a fact. I'm saying this, we gotta stay on track. Now tell me, can you handle that? Yeah. Alright, y'all. Tim, Simon, Tim, all natural beauties surround me on a daily basis. Realist factors and love women, plain and simple as that. Some call the same others a fad that won't last me. I'm a woman on a mission, don't step on my path. I have set my name Skipper on the map. Make way, I'm coming through. Stay proud, repping the Rainbow Crew. This ain't new. Who you kidding? This is not a trend. I'm a licensed LGBT citizen. Gotta earn those credits where they are due. I can speak hard words, but at least it's God given truth. Woo! I love my women, big and small, thick and juicy. You know I love them all. I love my women, big and small, thick and juicy. You know I love them all. I love my women, big and small, thick and juicy. You know I love them all. And I gotta stay on track. I gotta catch them all, you know that's a fact. Yeah, and I don't like Pokemon. I haven't liked it since I was small, yeah. I'm now 29, gotta say standing still. Gotta say looking fine, you know that is a deal. Now you oughta spin the wheel. Show me the real feel, toss out the bad banana peel, yeah. Alright, y'all, here we go. It's Skipper
and Big
Stat, 2-1, you know that's a fact. I love my women, big and small, thick and juicy. You know I love them all. I love my women, big and small, thick and juicy. You know I love them all. And I gotta stay on track, you gotta catch them all. Yeah, you know that is a fact. Time to turn the speakers up, full blast. Now come on, hit it, big stack, yeah. Oh.
Yo, it's Big Stack on the MIC. We love our women for who they be, so be free. To be who you are, like my song says, reaching for the stars. Because I know I was one to say, embrace your certificate. Know your inner terrificness, you're a star. And baby, you'll go far. At the end of the day, just be true to who you are.
The beat sounds like din 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 din. Criminal minded, you can find it. Tickle on the run like this, you can't. You know that boom bop era, that 90s.
We did two songs around this time. We did this song together. And then fellow project, I did a song, Society Eft, just talking about some of the messed up racial injustices within society. We're an uncensored station, but I figured with today's show, you know,
Where are y'all two originally from, though?
We are out. out of L.A. County.
Oh, L.A. County. And, oh, L.A. County.
Angeles.
Oh, okay.
Cali. Yeah.
We're from Los Angeles County. But I stay out in the Hollywood area. She stays out in the valley. Like she's like right. She's literally across the street from like the Santa Anita racetracks and all of that.
Wow.
So.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow. Okay. Is your family from any background? Any country?
I have a lot of
I know that I come from Russian Polish descent from Russian Polish descent, but my family is very interracial. We have African Americans. We have Asians. We have Native Americans. So I come from a very diverse family. Which is part of what inspired the other song that I was mentioning. Tell me about writing this song, No Turning Back.
Well, a song called No Turning Back was inspired. Well, I've been through some trials and tribulations, a whole lot before I returned back to God, back in 2004, 2004, where I was involved in a, was almost arrested. I was involved in a so-called management group. I was involved with a musical management there, and they were, but they were dealing drugs and everything, and I didn't know. They were involved in a narcotic game. They're from Jamaica now, but I was mixed up in their drama, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And we got handcuffed, almost went to jail. And basically, when I was facing some tough times, God spared my life, because what happened was that I was driving one of the managers, the street managers, that pushed my music, because at the time I was not doing gospel, I was not singing gospel at the time. So I was pushing my music, singing in different clubs, but I was pushing my music, but also involved, some part reason, there was some narcotics in my car, you know, some drugs, you know, drugs in the car. Undercover cops pulled us over in Harlem, 145th Street at 2 a.m. in the morning, told us to step out of the car. They found the drugs in the car, and I said, okay, you know what? Thank God that morning, that 2 a.m. in the morning, they had to rush to an emergency. They had to rush to an emergency, and they forgot about us. So so I said, God, if you get me out of this, how you got me out of that, I got to serve you now, because you got me out of that situation, that sticky situation that could have went wrong, because that night I could have got locked up for sure. I was handcuffed before, but that night, that morning, I could have got really, really jammed up. And I said, you know what? God, I just want to, no turning back now. Because once I serve you, I'm not turning back. And when I serve God, I said, I'm not turning back now. I'm not going to go back to doing what I used to do. I'm going to change my life. It's going to be a new life. So in 2006, I turned my life over to God. And 2019, I put out the song. I rewritten and recorded the song in 2019. From years from back then, because I said, I gotta make a song that others can relate to. Those who change their life. You know, there's people that change their life. They had a life experience. They went through a tribulation in their life, and all of a sudden now they had a life change, a change of heart, and God changed their life. So now they're on the road in the path to seeking God and to helping others and living life they should live. You know, he, no matter what, even if you turn the guy, you can always have drama in your life. You can always have trouble and tragedies in your life. But God gives you the hope. I'm going to write a song called No Turning Back. So that, and that's how that was inspired. That's how that song was inspired, No Turning Back. So.
Without further ado, incredible. Without further ado, here it is, No Turning Back.
Yeah, yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Many wish to turn away from the faith, but I will never turn away from the faith. I'll never forsake you. I'll never deceive you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The world can't satisfy. I'm praising the Most High. In my will abide. God's word and the change will never die. He's always by my side. He's always my guide. Lift up your hands to the sky, 'cause these are the words that you live by. No turning back now. Won't turn away. I'm gonna live for Christ today. No turning back now. Won't turn away. I'm gonna live for Christ today. Christ comes to give you hope. Trouble got your body naked and choke. Stress come your way, it's no joke. Pray every day so me can cope. So I look inside of me. Help me to see clearly. Help me to walk in victory. Hey, no turning back now. Won't turn away. I'm gonna live for Christ today. No turning back now. Some sell out for money. Some don't care for the needy. Some are rich and empty. So I look inside of me. Help me to see clearly. Help me to walk in victory. Hey, no turning back now. Won't turn away. I'm gonna live for Christ today. No turning back now.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Sounds like a song the worship team would sing in church.
Yes, yeah, I think it was made for that. You know, when I written it, was I just thought about that. I said, this could be a worship song, you know. So I said, yeah. Thank you so much for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We want you to. We're coming to the end of our live portion of our show, but we can go into overtime for the podcast version for those listening on the podcast. We like one of these three songs again, just to close out the live portion, and then when we return the podcast version. So which one of these songs should we go into before rapid fire? Before we do rapid fire questions,
is it the tree songs or just something else or just any other tree
songs?
We have
show love, no turning back, and I will trust.
Okay, you know what? We could play. What songs y'all felt the most? What songs y'all like the most? I mean. Whatever you like, you know.
Let's hit. You know what? I was really feeling no turning back. I think Skipper was as well. Let's hit him with an encore. Here we go.
Definitely. Okay. All right.
Give me a press play.
Got it.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Many wish to turn away from the faith, but I will never turn away from the faith. I'll never forsake you. I'll never deceive you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The world can't satisfy. I'm praising the Most High. In my will abide. God's word and the change will never die. He's always by my side. He's always my guide. Lift up your hands to the sky. Cause these are the words that you live by. No turning back now. Won't turn away. I'm gonna live for Christ today. No turning back now. Won't turn away. I'm gonna live for Christ today. Christ come to give you hope. Trouble got your body like it can't choke. Stress come your way, it's no joke. Pray every day so me can cope. So I look inside of me. Help me to see clearly. Help me to walk in victory. Hey, no turning back now. Won't turn away. I'm gonna live for Christ today. No turning back now. Won't turn away. I'm gonna live for Christ today. So much greed and envy. Some fell out for money. Some don't care for the needy. Some are rich and empty. So I look inside of me. Help me to see clearly. Help me to walk in victory. Hey. No turning back now. Won't turn away. I'm gonna live for Christ today. No turning back now. Won't turn away. I'm gonna.
Lift up your hands to the sky, cause these are the words that you live by. by. No turning back now, won't turn away. I'm gonna live for Christ today.
No.
Yes, I do.
Nice. I love her. Can you sing too?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear that
fancy.
I'll wear your song. You can sing. Sing, 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 sing.
You can do anything.
Booyah!